From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Olivia from Virginia Beach.
Hi Olivia, so what can we help you with today?
Well, so I've been dating this guy named Jack for over 2 years now, and things were great in the beginning. Like, we were going on adventures, we would have these late night talks, we had like our own little inside jokes, but then I don't know, lately something just, it just feels off.
Okay, off as in how?
Well, the spark seems to have fizzled out, and I've noticed this space growing between us, and it's growing wider every day, and at first it was just like small things, like less texting or less calling, we don't hang out as often, and when we did, it was with friends, or more often than not with my family. And Jack has always been close with my dad, who's, you know, he's a friendly guy. He likes talking sports and music and politics. So I didn't think too much about it, but then it became a habit. Like every time they saw each other, it was only around my family. And then, I don't know, that's when I started to feel something shift.
Yeah. I don't know. That is odd. So what else?
Well, you know, no more late night movie marathons, no more lazy Sundays curled up together. Instead, Jack only seems interested in spending time with me when my family is around, and I don't know, like, I can't ignore it anymore. You know, why would he still want to be near me, but only in the presence of my parents? Is he no longer into me, or worse, is he seeing someone else?
Yeah. Okay. So have you had any, like, you know, adult or any type of one-on-one time lately?
Yes. And the last time we tried to have some alone time, it felt forced. Like it was, you know, just like awkward silences or these glances at each other that just didn't feel as warm as they once used to. There was just no passion, no connection. And I don't know, he was just absent. And still, when we're with my family, everything seems normal. So, yeah, I'm just wondering if he's trying to avoid hurting my feelings. Maybe he still cares about me, but not in the way he used to. So, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't want to disappoint my family or especially my dad. But I just can't shake the feeling that the more Jack keeps himself tied to family events, the more he's slipping away from me. So, I don't know. Please help.
Okay. Yeah. So, we'll get to the bottom of this. All right. So, we're going to have you hang on the line and give Natalia Jack's number. And we'll take it from there. But I do have a question that we're getting texts right now on, and it is dirty work, so don't get mad at me. But do you think possibly your Jack and your dad maybe have a thing together? I mean, listen, it's Dirty Work Wednesday. We have to ask.
No way. My parents have been married for like 27 years now, happily married. So I don't think so. Not a chance.
Okay. One more thing. Is it just like your mom and dad, like immediate family, or is it like extended gathering to families? Like, is it extended family type stuff?
It varies, but you know, we do have a super large family, so cousins, aunts, uncles, they can all be there at any given time.
Dirty work, so you never know. All right, let's go ahead and give Jack a ring here. And Natalia, I'll take it from here.
Okay. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, is this Jack?
Yeah, can I help you?
Okay, yeah, this is a real random and crazy, but this is one of Olivia's cousins.
Oh, it's Ben, right? Yeah, so, are you calling me, man?
Yep, you're right, it's Ben, that's me. Listen, this isn't a threat, but, like, you need to know that, like, I know, and, like, I've even seen it kind of like with my own eyes.
No, I'm not sure what you mean, man. What's up?
Listen, man, we all see it at the family gatherings. It's like, it's just time to be honest, man, and come clean and, like, you know, respect Olivia's dad. And of course, more importantly, like, Bro, respect to Olivia. Like, everyone knows. Just come on. Come clean.
All right. You're right. You're right. Maybe it is time. I'm just so exhausted carrying this around with me all the time. And, All right. Well, I have been feeling awful. So this is actually kind of a relief that you're calling.
Okay. Well, yeah. Just go ahead and spill the beans.
Listen. Before I come clean to you, I'm going to tell you what's up, but I want to be the one to call Olivia, like, right after we're done, all right?
Cool.
Like, you seem like a good guy, not judgmental. All right, so here it is. At a family gathering, something unexpected happened. I connected with Olivia's brother's fiance, Andrea. Mm-hmm. It started as harmless conversation, turned into something neither of us could ignore.
Yes, I picked kind of that up, something with you and Andrea was going on, so keep going.
Over the next few weeks, months, our connection grew into a secret relationship, but neither one of us wanted to end our relationships. You get it, like we were too tied to the family, you know, too afraid of the damage it would cause. So we keep it hidden, but obviously not well enough. But we were convinced no one would find out. But it just feels time. Like, honestly, we feel like terrible human beings, you know? All right, we can't just deny this intense, crazy connection that we have. Ben, we are literally soulmates. All right? It started off innocent, and now we can't keep our hands off one another. But to sneak it off at family barbecues thing to get a quickie in was actually really stressful. Not fun at all.
Okay, just to make absolutely sure, you're not interested in the dad at all?
What? No. Andrea, dude, I feel horrible. Okay, and again, please, let me call Olivia after we end all this call. I want to be the one to tell her myself, not come from somebody else.
Well, bad news, bud. She, along with everybody in the Hampton Roads 757, now knows the truth in the news.
What, Ben, what are you talking about, man? What are you?
Actually, I don't think I need to explain anything else to you. We're just letting Mary J. take it from here.
Yeah. I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.